Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Kennedy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Try that. Oh, one more time, Kennedy.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, there we go. Dan.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast, blah, 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 blah. Kennedy's always first. What you got?
All right. I saw this on the old interwebs today.
Mm-hmm.
For the holiday season, one must go. I'll give you four things. One of them's got to go.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
So for the shopping days surrounding Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday, which one has to go?
Black Friday.
Yeah, I would say Black Friday too. I don't really shop that much.
I agree. I think that people running each other over for a flat screen at the store has nothing to do with Christmas or the holidays.
The day after you say you're thankful.
Regardless of what you might celebrate, all of the holidays are supposed to be about giving and kindness towards others.
And it's all done online now anyways.
So for the first 4 days of Christmas gifts, you know, like in the 12 days of Christmas songs, calling birds, French hens, turtle doves, or a partridge in a pear tree.
Hmm.
Why are there so many birds in that song?
I love birds. I've been trying to convince Lana for us to get a bird.
I wanted a bird too.
I want a bird. We used to have birds.
They're so noisy.
Why do you want a bird?
My girlfriend.
I grew up with them.
And they were so noisy. They're beautiful though.
Because we always lived in buildings. And you
could
never, in the buildings we always lived in, you couldn't have pets. So we always had birds.
Yeah, every time I go to Petco to get dog food, I'm like, oh. And then I started looking at lizards.
Yep.
But they need lots and lots. It's a very big undertaking to take a lizard. You can't just put it in a thing. It's a lot of work.
Oh,
and you can't touch them.
In Florida, they just run around your house.
Oh, I know. I lived in Arizona. I get it.
They're free range.
They're everywhere.
All right,
free
so calling birds, French hens, turtle doves, or that partridge in a pear tree?
I don't want the French hens.
I don't know the difference. Fuck the calling birds, I guess.
Yeah, I don't want them loud.
Why is this psychopath
Why are you calling?
Giving her birds for 12 straight days?
Well, there were lords a-leaping.
This song, this
there
man
were swans
is nuts.
A-swimming. There were...
That's too many birds.
Super wealthy, too, to be able to give some of these gifts.
Who needs that many birds for 12
straight
days? I
know. Every year they go through and they say, here's how much it would cost. Modern Christmas classics. Jonas Brothers, Like It's Christmas. Ariana Grande, Santa Tell Me. Backstreet Boys, Last Christmas. Or Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
One has to go. Anyone that's all three of the ones that aren't Mariah Carey. Those aren't classics.
No, give me them. Give me them again. I just got distracted.
Jonas Brothers, Like It's Christmas.
Go
Ariana
on.
Grande, Santa Tell Me. Backstreet Boys, Last Christmas. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Jonas Brothers. Sorry, Joe Bros. You're
out. We're gonna act like we could name. We don't know what any of those three songs sound like.
I know Last Christmas because it was a Wham song.
Yeah. I'm saying the cover version.
It's the number one song on the on our charts right now. Kennedy, is that Backstreet Boys song?
All right, for reindeer, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, or Vixen?
Definitely keeping Vixen. And I like a Dancer. Prancer, I'm in. So I guess who does that leave out?
Dasher.
Dasher. Bye, Dasher. Sorry.
Yeah, he can go. I have a lot of problems with my door dashers. So I'm going to transfer that to him.
Oh, I'm not going to ask that one. Christmas movie. Buddy the Elf, A Christmas Story, A Charlie Brown Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Mm.
That's a tough one.
Rudolph can go.
The Bumble?
It's a terrible film.
The Bumble?
They're sterilely mean. They mean to them until they like them and they need them. It's a terrible
But it's a life
story.
Lesson.
Yeah, don't hang out with Santa and the reindeer because they're jerks.
Barrett watched A Christmas Story last night for the first time. He had
How is he that many years old and you guys have not put him in front of that?
I don't know.
Just how do you not have TBS on
for 24 hours
That
straight.
Is a really hard thing for me to understand.
I know. He had seen like pieces, parts of it.
It's a great film.
But he had never seen the whole thing front to back.
So good.
What are my choices
really
again?
Hard. Elf, Christmas Story, Charlie Brown Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Huh.
That is a hard question.
Not for me.
Yeah, I guess.
I love the music from Charlie Brown Christmas. A Christmas Story is just a staple, and Elf is funny.
Mm-hmm. I guess Rudolph is out, Dan. I'm
with
you.
It sends a terrible message. I don't like it. I did a whole thing on the show railing against it years ago.
I'm with you, Dan.
Celebrity Santa Claus. Tim Allen from The Santa Claus. Ed Asner from Elf. Billy Bob Thornton in Bad Santa. And Tyler Perry as Madea's Mall Santa in A Madea Christmas.
Mm. Tyler Perry, I'm out.
I've never seen the Madea film, so I guess I'm out there.
Unpopular opinion, I didn't think Bad Santa was funny. Yep, there it is.
Shame.
I don't think it's not Elf funny. Mm.
Bad Santa's way funnier than Elf for me.
Really?
Oh, it's not even close.
Huh, interesting.
All right, Christmas things that sound dirty. Sitting on Santa's lap.
That is dirty.
Lords a-leaping. Christmas balls. Or Tiny Tim.
Lords a-leaping doesn't sound dirty to me. You're out.
So the one that sounds least dirty, is that what we're doing here?
No, they all sound dirty. Which one would you get rid of?
Lords a-leaping.
Yeah, I think so. I'm with you.
I'm not a fan of Christmas balls myself. So for Christmas days, Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, Christmas Day, or the day after Christmas?
Which one do I have to work? Because that one.
Get rid of the day after Christmas.
None of them, actually.
Get rid of the day after Christmas. Christmas Eve is the best. Or Christmas morning is the best. Because that's, we go downstairs, I set up the camera, I record Barrett come running down the stairs at 1,000 miles an hour, you know, watching him and just his face light up.
Yeah, it's different because you have a child.
That's true.
I don't care. I don't really care about Christmas at all. It's just another day for me at this stage of my life.
Okay, this just got sad.
The
next
day
one.
After Christmas, sure.
It is what it is. Santa things. His hat, his beard, his sack, his sleigh. Sack is the answer.
Okay. You can't remove Santa's sack. You can't castrate him.
And this one here is Christmas icons: Santa, Mrs. Claus, Rudolph, or baby Jesus.
Well, I mean,
you really can't have one without one of those
I'm
guys.
I was going to say baby Jesus. So you're right. It gets Mrs. Claus is out. Sorry.
No, without Mrs. Claus, there'd be no Santa. So Rudolph, you have to go.
All right, poor Rudolph got screwed again.
It wasn't about Rudolph. I mean, that one was about Rudolph. The movie was, for Dan anyway, about Prancer, Dancer, Vixen, all those sons of bitches.
I'm going for Mrs. Claus.
You wouldn't have Christmas were it not for Mrs. Claus. Hear me now, believe me later.
Well, how many hate mail do you want to get? Because I'll pick somebody else. But it might go
hate
south.
Mails? I don't know. I haven't gotten a hate mail in a minute.
We're going to have to get rid of baby Jesus.
Little baby Jesus.
Little infant
Sweet
baby.
Little infant baby Jesus.
Pound, 12-ounce Jesus.
My Jesus, he likes to party.
Yeah. I like to picture Jesus at a front row at a Leonard Skinner concert. And I'm hammered drunk.
That's it, Dan. You get it. And that's what I got, guys.
All right. Thank you, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. What did I want to talk to you about? Ah, yes. We are getting ready to do a couple of celebrity interviews, and I just want to kind of talk about them a little bit because I feel like they're on the fringes of, you know, these aren't, I wouldn't call them A-list celebrities, but they're just both very interesting people. So we're going to do the interviews off the air, and hopefully they will get on the air. The first one is Kevin Smith.
I love Kevin Smith.
Yeah, I do too. I think he's a very interesting person. So we're going to record that interview on Friday after the show. He's coming to town. He's going to be at the Wilbur on Monday.
Yeah, he's doing a tour for Clerks 3.
Yeah, so when does that come out?
It's out.
It's already Clerks 3.
You can rent it on the cables and all that stuff.
I don't know that I saw Clerks 2.
Oh my God, Carson.
Clerks 2 was funny.
Was it?
I liked it.
I'm going to watch them both. probably today or tomorrow.
I mean, there's so many
tomorrow.
Kevin Smith movies. There's so many things he's been a part of. Yeah. You know, I mean, he did Geely. Let's not forget he did Geely.
You can't find Dogma anywhere anymore.
You can't. No, it's not streaming. I have the DVD, though, if you ever want to borrow it.
I have it on VCR tape, Dan.
And I can't remember why it's not streaming. I can't remember what the rights is.
Paramount owns it or something.
Yeah, but it's some little thing in there, that, and it makes no sense to me, but yeah.
Maybe we can ask him when we talk to him.
I think he's been... Yeah, and he's such an open book, too. You know, he's been doing these tours since before doing this type of tour was cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he goes places. He loves to tell stories.
He's very good at it.
He has the best story about Prince. Mm-hmm. He spent like a day and a half at Paisley Park because Prince was like, you know, I want to talk to you about something. And they never ended up talking about it. They talked a lot about Jesus because Prince at the time was right. That was right when his, you know, love Jesus. He would stop the story every 10 minutes because Prince loved Jesus.
Yeah, I heard him tell that story. That's a great story. So I just think he's an interesting person and it'll be fun to talk to him. I think we talked to him once before and I enjoy it. So it'll be, and we'll give away some tickets also to that event.
It's not going to be hard. You could ask him the simplest question he's going to give you.
I think the hard part's going to be we'll ask one question, he'll answer it, and they'll be like, time's up.
Mm-hmm. So there's no time constraints on this interview. We have not been given like a 6-minute get in, get out, because I don't think he's doing a ton of people at the same time. Like he's just doing us. So we'll have a little bit of time with him. Mm-hmm. I want to ask him about, I know he's a big comic book guy.
He has a whole show called Comic Book Men.
Yeah, and Barrett is now really starting to dig in on comic books. Barrett finished Harry Potter last night, by the way.
He finished
the last book last night.
It's a wonderful
series. It ends well, too. It's not one you want to throw across the room and go, I cannot believe I just wasted this many years of my life.
Right. But so now he's 12 years old, and he was like, oh, what am I going to start next? And he's like, I think I want to start into some comic books. So I want to ask Kevin, like, your 12-year-old self, what should I recommend? You know, I want to ask him about that. That's all I was really thinking. And then the other one is John Leguizamo.
Mm-hmm.
I did not even know that.
Yes. Well, to be honest with you, it's just been happening over the past. I found it late last night. I got an email that said, would we be interested? This is one of those ones where we're going to have like 6 minutes. And to be honest, I don't even know what he's promoting. It's not in the email.
He's in that new movie with David Harbour where he plays like a Santa that kills people.
Yeah.
Oh, Satan Claus? Or what's it called?
I know what you're talking about.
I've seen the promos for this.
He's like the antagonist to David Harbour in
Violent Night.
Violent Night. There you go. So Satan Claus is better, but I'll take Violent Night.
He's in that movie. But he's been in 8 jabillion movies.
Yeah, so him in Ice Age, hysterical.
He did a one-man show about growing up. You know, in America, as someone whose, you know, family is not from here, it's really good.
And to be honest with you, it is, part of it is self-serving. I think I met him before at a bar in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
So I'm sorry, you're going
to
ask that
question?
So
you want to do an interview just to ask him if you met him at a bar?
Yep.
Right. I'm going to step out of that interview then. You had a great time.
I'll do it at the end when the interview's over.
But you're booking it so you can ask this question.
Because
okay, let me just ask you this question.
At the end when it's
all
over.
Someone came up to you 22 years ago. They met you at a bar in Dothan.
Right.
You don't remember them.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying he would remember me. But was it you?
I don't remember where I was last week.
So essentially your question is, have you ever been to a bar in Fayetteville?
Correct. How's that for a question, Dan? Have you ever been to a bar in Fayetteville, North Carolina in the 90s? What do you think he's going to say to that question?
And you know what, Dan? Here's what's going to happen. Is John will be like, yes, my brother was in the military, and he is a Bronze Star winner, and something, he will say something story that's so gigantic that it ends up like in the fucking Boston Globe, because that's how it works with Carson.
Oh, that's going to be so good. So good. Okay, so there you go. Two interviews that we're going to be recording off the air, and hopefully they will make it to the air. We will keep you up to date on that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pretty Sudan, what you got?
Let's play an old party game.
Okay.
Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
Because there was this interesting article I saw that they asked everyone these questions, and I have the results of what percentage of people answered yes or no.
Okay.
So you can see where you fall.
Okay.
Never have I ever cheated on a test.
What do I say? Do
you have you have or you haven't? It's all.
Sure,
yes,
yeah.
I have.
I have to a bunch
One
of times.
One time I cheated on a test in the 10th grade, Dan. I was taking this honors biology course. I should not.
How'd you end up in an honors class?
Yeah, that's
I don't even mean that disrespectfully.
No, it was. I shouldn't have been. I don't know. They got me in the wrong class. And so the person sitting in front of me was the kid that got like all A's. And I can remember sitting there on that test, and I just kept looking around him, getting, I was like, and it was like the Scantron type test.
Yeah, like the bubbles.
Right. And so let's say there was 50 questions on this test. I cheated off of like 45 of his answers. And then when we got to the final five, he was, the way he was sitting, I couldn't see the final five answers. And I had to just guess because I had no clue. And so I guessed, and I'll be damned, I got the highest score in the class. Apparently, the last five, I got like three of the five right.
And at this point, as a teacher, I would have had you retake it.
And believe me, when the teacher handed out the test because it was on a curve, and she's like, and we have a new student who has set the curve for the test this week. And she said my name, and everybody just turned and looked at me like, how the hell did he do that? It's so funny.
Something is amiss.
Yes.
Yeah, 70. I feel like most people at some point in school have.
Yeah.
I used to do this. The writing on the hand, the tiny thing, and you're just like, all that shit. 77% of people said they have. 23% said they haven't.
Hmm.
Never have I ever embarrassed myself trying to look cool in front of somebody I liked.
Oh, 100 times.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Please. If you haven't, you're a liar.
Right.
You're not trying hard enough.
Yeah.
81% of people say they have, and 19% of people are lying.
Hmm.
Or they're just too cool.
Right.
Never have I ever found money on the street and kept it.
Sure, I have.
I have, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a lot, though.
Yeah.
It was like $5.
I mean, if I saw $100 on the street and I didn't see it directly fall out of someone's pocket, I'm just like, well, that's the universe. 76% of people said they have. 24% have said never.
Mm-hmm.
Never have I ever used someone else's toothbrush.
Sure. Absolutely, I have.
I haven't done that.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's gross to me. Like, even my ex I was dating for 4 years, I wouldn't use her toothbrush.
My wife's the same way.
And we would, like, yeah.
I use my wife's and my son's all the time. My son doesn't care. My wife cares.
I get that it's irrational if you're intimate with somebody to not want to use your toothbrush, but still.
We don't have to. Yeah. It's fine.
So, 58.
Would you rather just have nasty teeth or use your...
I would hope there would be mouthwash. Like,
what if there wasn't? Your only choice was somebody else's toothbrush or no brushing up the
teeth. Like they did back in the medieval days?
Spearmint gum.
Use your finger.
Yeah,
I've done that
before. I've done the finger
thing.
It
does absolutely nothing.
Yeah. You know what else is good for brushing your teeth? Sugar cane. Yeah, who knew?
Like I said, a stick.
So 58% of people said they've never done that. 42% have. Mm-hmm. So you guys are in the minority of that.
Mm-hmm.
Never have I ever told a secret I wasn't supposed to share.
Have you listened to our show?
I'm not going to say yes to any of these, Dan. or say no to any of these, I mean.
Let's see. 90% of people have told a secret that they weren't supposed to
share.
We
can't help ourselves.
Yeah, we're gossipy by nature human beings.
I don't have secrets. If you're telling me something, I'm telling everybody.
That's why you don't get to know everything.
Yeah, but I do. People still tell me for some stupid reason, knowing that I'm
they
a blabbermouth.
They don't tell you everything.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's not true.
No, it is, actually.
Never have I ever dumped someone over text.
No, but I've been dumped over text.
I have never.
No, probably.
How long have you and Lana been together? Was texting prevalent before?
We're back in my day.
No, the answer is no.
How many?
We used the Dead Sea Scrolls to break up
with
each other.
There might have been cell phones, but not texting.
I broke up with a carrier pigeon.
Yes, we had text messages, Dan. Yes.
Yeah, but you had to bump out every three letters for...
No, I had a... Dan, I remember the phone I had in Dothan, Alabama.
What year did you guys start dating?
In 2002. 20 years ago.
Oh, you had a cell phone in 2001? Were you the only guy?
I had a cell phone in 1998, Dan.
Why? Was it the size of your hip?
No, it was the Motorola, the big flip phone. I can show you what it looked like.
I had the Nokia probably in the late 90s.
Dan, I had, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I was a technology guy, though.
Right.
So I was way ahead.
Right.
Dan, I had a phone in my car in high school in 1988.
Yeah, my grandfather had a phone in his car, which we thought was the coolest shit ever.
It was my dad's.
Because he worked at the racetrack, and that's for running numbers.
Oh, so mine was.
But the text messaging was not a thing in the early cell phones. It was just a phone.
No, like you could text message. Right.
Not initially. I swear to God, you couldn't. No. Swear to God.
Well, the phone that I had in 2001 definitely had where you could text on it. It was just a pain.
Well, 64% of people said they've never dumped someone over text, and 36% of people are bad. Never have I ever lied about my age.
No.
No,
I take it back. When I was 15, I said I was 16 all the time.
I used to lie about my age in bars for 4 years. Again, once I was of age, I never felt the need to lie about my age. Like, it's the opposite of a woman. I had to lie when to say I was older, I was young, and now I don't care.
Yeah.
Have I lied about my age?
Yeah,
when just to get into bars.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a fake ID, that's lying about your age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nah, that one's stupid. Never have I ever tripped and fell in public. Everyone on earth has tripped and fell. Why do people? And 7% of people say they have never tripped in public.
Well, it must be so nice to graceful. Have perfect balance.
Yeah, what are you, a ballerina? How is that possible? Never have I ever bought unnecessary items just for the discount.
Please. But it was on sale.
I've never understood that phenomenon. It's like, I saved $75. No, you spent $200.
Yeah, but I would have spent $350.
But you don't need the thing.
Oh, I need the thing.
But it was on sale.
Oh, I need the thing.
You don't understand. I saved $75. No,
you don't understand.
82% of people said they have done that.
All right. One more, Dan.
Okay. Never have I ever Googled myself.
I have a Google alert.
Please. Do you really?
Of course I do. I have a Google alert for all of us.
You do?
Yeah.
When's the last time a Google alert came up for one of us?
For me.
Yeah?
Yeah, like if I do a charity thing and it's in the Boston Globe, like stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, that's when they come up. Stuff like that.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, more so when there used to be like a quote-unquote society page in the Herald.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we did stuff, we'd be in it.
Yeah?
Stuff like that.
You have a Google alert for yourself.
I have a bunch of Google alerts.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero Google alerts.
Yeah, me too. I've definitely Googled myself, though.
Yeah, I have them for like celebrities, for mental health stuff, for other stuff like that. Yeah, I've got all, Because there's only so much Googling I can do in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you don't know about stuff and it'll come across you and you'll be like, what? Or I find other people named Kennedy Elsie, which is kind of fun too.
Mm-hmm. I have Googled myself to see how much of my past is on record online.
And?
Before I've done that.
And?
Most of it isn't, which is good.
Yeah. In the before times.
Sometimes I was in a newspaper once or twice.
But still no pictures with the long hair. Really bothers me. I really... Dan, before I die.
No, it was terrible.
Before
I
die,
keep,
I really want to see one picture.
Like, how to take care of it. It didn't look good.
It used to be nice, though. You would have thrived back in my day,
but it didn't
Dan.
Matter. Yeah, like,
because,
care, don't care.
Well, because back in the day, like, even states didn't talk to one another. Like, nowadays, you get a ticket in Florida, they're going to find you in Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's all
in 20 minutes, right?
System.
Back then, states didn't talk to each other. Like, I used to drive a lot back and forth between North Carolina at Fort Bragg and to Florida. And I'd get a ticket, like, in, you know, wherever I was, in Georgia, in the middle of nowhere.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Exactly. I'd never pay that thing. And then eventually it would just disappear because they didn't know where
unless
I was.
You accidentally went back to Florida and got another.
Unless you got pulled over in that same county again.
And then you're going to court.
Yeah.
My friend Corey still has an outstanding warrant from the trip that we took to Virginia, to Lake Moomaw. Do you remember when we went on that trip?
Yes, I do.
I think the statute of limitations is over.
I don't know. West Virginia don't mess around with that kind of stuff.
Statute of limitations is a federal thing, isn't it? Seven
I don't
years
know.
Is 7 years.
I feel like the warrant is probably still out there.
I had a warrant in Connecticut for a few years because I got arrested down there, and I was like 19, and I was like, well, I'll just never go back to Connecticut.
2 years,
like,
Carson.
That was how I solved that problem.
Yeah.
I'll just never go to Connecticut.
I'll never go to Connecticut. Yep.
And eventually I knew someone in the courts and we managed to get it cleared.
It was a misdemeanor, right?
What did he get in trouble for?
Fishing.
Again?
Fishing without a license.
Yeah.
Oh.
2 years. He's fine.
And it was like an eight. To get, we didn't know. We were fishing on the bank of this Lake Moomaw in the middle of nowhere. And we're on the bank fishing. And to be honest with you, we were using like Barrett's fishing pole. It was with hot dogs, you know? I mean, we were
fishing with hot dogs.
We were just drinking.
Yeah.
And we happened to have, you know, hot
you're just
dogs.
Passing the time while you're
and
drinking.
Then out of nowhere, this boat rolls up. And we're looking, and they pull, and it's two like fishing game wardens. We're like, what's up, boys? And you know, it's West Virginia,
don't
so strong
play
southern
with
accent.
Game wardens.
Fucking
nope.
Tourist, you got a license?
Nope.
Yeah, that's it. And So they wrote us each a ticket, and it was like an $80 ticket.
And you paid yours?
And so we made a pact that day to never pay that ticket, to be on the run from Johnny Law for the rest of our lives in West Virginia.
As I say, 2 years, you're fine.
And after about 2 years, and I started getting these, there's a warrant out for your arrest, and it was now like a $400 ticket. I started getting these in the mail, and I was like, this is not worth it to me anymore. So I paid it.
So you ended up having to pay $400.
Yeah, I paid $400. And guess how much the fishing license would have been if I'd have bought it at the campground?
Bucks.
$8. So it cost me $400.
Yeah, well, you should have been like Corey and just threw those out.
And Corey never paid it.
He's at $400. He's nuts.
He's coming up here to visit next.
He is?
Yeah, next summer.
Tell him to drive around West
Virginia.
And
that's what he said. He's like, I can't drive through West Virginia. I'm going to have to go around.
Just don't speed. You'll be all right.
It's a very small state. You're in, you're out.
Yeah, they would be his luck, though. Anyway.
That's funny.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. If you want to catch the regular show's full show podcast, that is up on the Odyssey app as well. A lot of great stuff from the show on there, including a woman, Melissa, who listens to the show, is going to be sitting at the same table as the Royals on Friday night at the big Earthshot event here in Boston. So you can go listen to that. Bye.
Bye.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.